WRPB 448. Go ahead, 728.
I'm sorry, I didn't copy that.
This is WRPB 448. Go ahead on your radio check.
I was just asking how it's coming in. Is it coming in okay, or is it a little bit fuzzy? Over.
You're coming in pretty good. If you're hearing a little bit of fuzz today, a lot of other people are. I've been hearing it all day. I think that might be more relevant to the conditions. Right now, you're sounding loud and clear. Are you mobile, or are you base, or handheld? Over.
I'm handheld, but I'm stationary right now and using a Bofang. I just got my GMRS license not too long ago, but I'm also active ham radio op too. And I figured since my cousin had got a GMRS license, I figured I'd give it a try too. Back to you.
Copy that. Just now you were coming in and out a bit, possibly as if you might have been turning your head. How far from you are you from your repeater? Over.
Yeah, it sounded like it was coming in and out when you were broadcasting too. So I don't know if it's just me being inside my house or my antenna or what. It's my first try on the GMRS, so I wanted to give it a try. Maybe I'll walk outside and see if it gets better.
Sounds really good. This is your first time on GMRS. Welcome to the community. Everybody on the band is all super cool. Curious as to what type of antenna you got on your handheld, because the Nagoya 771, I believe, is pretty popular.
That's exactly the one I have, actually, my Bofang.
Well, it's doing its job. I'm on a base station. I'm transmitting right now at probably about 18 watts. I'm capable of going double that. I'm about 20 miles from the Flint repeater, and I've got fairly decent line of sight where I'm at. I'm in Groveland Township near the Renaissance Festival, Mount Holly area, Holly ORV Park, that stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's I know Groveland over there. My in-laws live over that way as well. And, I'm about, I would say, probably about 8 miles from the repeater. 6 to 8 miles. I'm just over here in Swartz Creek, just close to 69 there.
Well, my name is Kurt. I'm on the band intermittently, depending on how I feel that day. WRPB 448 for station identification purposes. The community here is great. I call my place Fort Freedom. I'm, Groveland Township. I'm right next to the Holly State Park. So, I'm looking at it right now out my window. Whiskey River Bar, if you're familiar with that, I'm close to that.
WSGV 628 for identification purposes. Yeah, it's a nice area out there. A lot of people that have acreage out there. And you're right. I mean, you can pretty much do anything you want out there. Real nice.
I've got 0.6 acres. Technically, you got to have at least 2 acres in the township now just to build on it. But I'm surrounded by acres or neighbors with acreage. And it's really nice to look at all that grass and know that I don't have to cut it.
I agree with you there. I don't have a very big yard, but it still takes about 45 minutes to cut it because I mow it with a, it's not a push mower, it's a pretty nice mower, but it's still, I walk it. By the way, Kurt, my name is Phil. Great to meet you, by the way. And I understand that. It's nice to look at nice grass when you don't have to mow it.
I'm sorry, I couldn't catch that. Was that Bill or Phil?
That was Phil, Papa Hotel, India, Lima.
More like Phil and Samuel, right?
I didn't quite copy on that, Kurt. You can come back with that again?
I was making a Pantera reference, and I said, kind of like Phil and Samuel.
I got you. That makes sense now. It kind of was like, it did a fuzzy thing there for a second, and I didn't hear it all. Back to you.
All right, well, you're going to find on your little Bofang that you will be eating up battery. Don't know if there's a bigger battery available for your model radio or not, but I've always found it very good to have a second battery on standby just for emergencies. Copy?
Hey, copy that. Yeah, this is, again, this is a new thing to me. You know, I'm pretty familiar with the hams, but I know that, you know, different radio and different process and all that stuff that, you know, can have an effect on the battery life of your HTs.
Yeah, I spend most of my time on my base station up in my room. If I'm outside, out in the front yard or my driveway, I just turn the mobile on in the truck, listen to that. Sleep it on my hammock or whatever, then I go to the HT. You know, I try to keep the batteries as fresh on those as best as possible.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you because sometimes when the power goes out and stuff, unless you got battery backups on your base stations, the HTs are the ones that are taking over. Back to you.